Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, we were talking to Jason a little bit earlier. How much easier does it help you and your staff to coach when you know you have the full support of him and you know, moving forward? It has to make your job easier.
Well, that's great support, number one. But I don't really worry about that. I just try to do my job as best I can.
How much communication in the last couple weeks we had with Jason, not just about the games themselves, but just about everything, all the chatter going on around the organization?
Well, I mean, Jason and I talk on a day-to-day basis, talking about our players' situations, travel, just to name a few things. So we have a very good line of communication. We have a good vision together, and that's going to remain strong.
What kind of a hornet's nest do you expect to be walking in here tomorrow?
Well, it's tough. I just look at our games where we've had success against them. We've really had to check well, and unfortunately, we haven't done that well lately. So that's going to be a good test for us, because this is a team that's playing very, very good hockey right now. We've got a veteran D core. They're dangerous up front. So that's the great challenge for us, is when we can and do check well, we give ourselves an opportunity to win.
And specifically to them, you have a win and the two losses you let in the third period in both games. I mean, given how dominant they've been around the league, how much can you draw from those three games going into the
game? We're going to have to draw a lot of confidence from that, certainly. And it gets late into a period there at home. I thought we played a very strong game, and we didn't come on the right side. We've beaten them early this year, and it was a close, tight game, so we can certainly build off that. And pretty much all the games that we've played against them have been very tight games. So it's great that we can build that confidence and pull it from it and get ready for tomorrow.
Having Evan with Jack, I mean, Evan is a guy you've talked about, has been really skating pretty well among your forward group lately.
Yeah, I think, we're just trying to, mix it up again. We've got, one power play goal. We're not getting a lot of even strength, but that's really not my concern. It's when we don't have the puck again. That's going to give us the best chance to win. We have to check well, but certainly 5-on-5 scoring can help that and take some and relieve the pressure off our goaltenders. But Evan has been playing really well. It'd be interesting to see how that pans out.
Looks like Nate Bull, you might play with Casey Nelson. They've played together before. Have you liked that pairing when you've seen them?
Yeah, I think this is just a case of just a practice. We'll reevaluate that tomorrow, and those will be decisions that we'll make tomorrow. But it's good to see Nelly back in practice again for a second time, and this was a little bit more up-tempo, little battle practice, so it's good for him to see how he reacts to that after today.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.